It is the last day of our week two of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zintlebe, and thank you so much for walking this journey with us in week two. We have had an incredible 13 days of just ministers and servants of the Lord just covering various topics around how to really actualize and look at purpose in Christ. Today's topic is a bit of a weighty one, and we're looking at facing opposition in purpose. And to walk this journey with us today, I'm joined by Pastor Janine. Pastor Janine, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. And can I just say, Minister Zintle, I am so excited about season two of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I think it is a way for us to really walk in our purpose, but it is also there at the right time to equip the body of Christ. So well done to you and your team.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to this episode.
No, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Janine. Now, I'm also equally as excited. And our key scripture for today is found in John 15, from verse 18 to 19. But we're going to read the particular sentence from Christ when he says, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." Those are some very strong words, Pastor Janine. And how do we reconcile and look at this scripture then in light of what we're talking about today?
So that is such a powerful scripture. And it brings us to this point that, you know, we all have purpose. Mm-hmm. We all have a destiny and a journey in this life. But Christ and Jesus Christ is preparing us that on this journey, we are going to have opposition.
Yeah.
The journey is not going to be easy along the way. And if you think about the scripture and the context of where Jesus is saying this, he is sitting at the table with his disciples during the Last Supper. So this is just before his crucifixion, where he's sitting and he's breaking bread with his disciples. So it's an intimate moment. And you can just imagine during intimate moments, he will share the most important, the most critical things.
Yeah.
So in this setting and in this moment, he takes the time to prepare his disciples. And I think this is something that we can take as his disciples, as his followers, that he is even preparing us on our journey of purpose. He is preparing us that we will face challenges. We will face obstacles, and we will face similar to what he has faced on his journey. And even though he's sharing with his disciples and he's preparing and laying a foundation, he is also warning them to say, when you walk this journey and you choose to follow me, don't expect it all to be rosy.
Yeah.
Don't expect it all just to go well, because I have faced hostility.
Yeah.
I have faced misunderstanding. I was crucified. He has faced it all.
So he
was preparing his disciples and saying that even to us today, as we are committed to this journey of finishing this task, the commission that's on our life, the purposes that he's called us to, that even us as his followers will experience similar encounters that he has faced. What a beautiful warning. And I guess it is awakening us to the fact that we might be in this world, but we are not entirely, we're not from this world. And so the commission and the purpose that we have is one that's commissioned by him. And the world might not necessarily like it, right?
That's very true, Pastor Jean. And man, it's such a sobering thing, because now that Jesus has given us this warning, a very ancient warning that still rings true
today.
Man, how then do we we're going to experience. And look, personally, I'm sure there are some war stories that you can reflect on just based on the opposition that you faced when trying to follow God's purpose. And to everyone else that is or has experienced those oppositions, how do we reflect on those things? And please feel free to also reflect on some of the oppositions you faced as well in following Christ.
Yeah. I think when we look at the purposes of what he has called us to as sons and daughters of the Most High God, and I'm going to talk for myself, but I just think it's broader to the body of Christ. He has given us an identity as a son and a daughter of the Most High God. And we walk in that purpose and in that identity. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to opposition, that is always the first thing that we're going to be challenged on. And for me, many years walking this journey with Jesus Christ as a follower of Jesus Christ, I've been challenged in multiple platforms in many ways, my identity in Jesus Christ. So who I am and who is God and who God has designed me to be has always been challenged. Yeah. I found it on every level and on every chapter in my life. I've been challenged in different ways. And as a son and a daughter of Christ, it's always important for us to understand who we are in Christ, who he has designed us to be, understanding the original design of his creation.
Yeah.
He has created us for him.
Yes.
And
yes,
that means that our lives don't belong to us. It belongs to him.
Yeah.
And whatever we are designed to do or purpose to do is for his glory and is part of his greater plan.
Yeah.
And he has called us his own. We are adopted into his family.
Like
that. That means that we are his sons and his daughters, rightfully so.
Yes.
And we have all the benefits, promises that comes with that. Every level and every chapter, I've been challenged with that, who I am. I've suffered from many identity crises in different chapters of my life, questioning whether I deserve to be there, questioning whether I deserve to be at the table. And God is very clear that we are the heads and we are not the tails. God is very clear that he has given us authority and dominion and promises that go with that. In addition to that, God has called us into the family of God.
Yes.
We belong to the family of God. And that is such a strategy of the enemy to make us feel isolated, to make us feel we don't belong. And so I've been challenged with that in my life where I felt lonely at times.
Okay.
And so I needed to come to the realization and the understanding that part of my purpose is that I belong to the family of God. So that means I need to be in a church. I need to be in the body of Christ. And I need to belong to a family. And that's God's broader family. And I think lastly, is that God has called me and my purpose to an assignment. I know, and I'm very clear on what my assignment is, and it's a one of empowerment. It's one of ministry and serving in God's house. It's one of connecting with people, you know, unlocking purpose, destiny. But I've been challenged on that level as well, even serving in the house of God.
And I
think there are many of us that have been hurt in very different ways in, you know, in being part of a ministry, and we've moved away from that. But God is calling us back. He's calling us back into the fold, into the body of Christ, and to fulfill purpose and to fulfill our service. But lastly, sorry, this last piece, God is calling us to the Great Commission as well. We've been challenged on that in many levels. You know, sharing your testimony is never easy.
No, it isn't.
Especially to people that are not open to receiving. And sharing the word of God and the gospel. You know, it's this thing that if you know the cure for cancer, you will share it freely, right?
Yes.
And so as Christians, we want to share the gospel because we have the cure for this world. Yes, it is Jesus Christ himself. And not necessarily getting the response that is anticipated, getting persecuted for who you are, what you believe, what you share out there. That I've had to experience on many occasions, on many levels. But God has called us to this commission. He's called us to the purpose. He's called us to finish the task. Yeah. And whether we serve, whether we belong to the body of Christ, whether we walk in our identity, we will always be challenged. We will always. God has told us.
Yeah,
you know, Jesus said you will always be challenged, just as he was challenged.
Yeah.
And so we need to accept that that is the way it is. But God gives us the grace to overcome.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Janine. Now, having realized and maybe reconciled the fact that, yes, we are facing opposition. It's almost a standard default setting for those that will follow Christ and will follow their purposes in Christ. How do we remain steadfast? Because it's very easy to get discouraged. And as much as Jesus gave us that forewarning, it's another thing to walk in the face of opposition.
Correct.
So how then do we remain steadfast against those criticisms, against the oppositions?
You know, that's never easy because we are humans.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we are humans. We are emotional beings. Yeah. And so my advice to everybody listening to this podcast is really three things. The first one is you have to make sure that you prepare yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Mm-hmm. Make sure that, you know, you are prayed up. You're fed your spirit to withstand the attacks that's going to come your way. Because I can assure you, you're going to have attacks. Mm-hmm. On every level, in every season of your life, you will have attacks.
That's right.
What's going to make you stand, if you are spiritually strong, if your foundation is strong, if you know that you are rooted in Christ, and if you are clear on God's purpose for your life, just keep your eyes focused on Jesus.
Yeah.
There's going to be many sideshows. There's going to be a lot of sideshows along the way. There's going to be a lot of opposition that happens in the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Christ prepared us.
He warned
us. So it's going to be there. Prepare yourself emotionally. Prepare yourself spiritually and make sure that you are anchored, your identity is anchored in Jesus Christ and you know who you are. The second thing I want to just say to everybody is that you are not an island on your own. Mm-hmm. Where we get our strength from is in our community.
That's true.
You have a community that is on the same journey as you, that is facing the same challenges as you. So make sure that you are rooted in a community, part of the body of Christ. You have a small group around you that you can run to if you need support. Sure. This is why we are here. We are here to support each other. We are here to walk the journey together. We are here to hold each other's hands. And listen, if you are not strong today, I will be strong for you, you know? And if I'm not strong tomorrow, you'll be strong for me. And so we need each other. God has designed us to be interconnected and to feed off each other and to make sure that we provide cover for each other. And then the last one is just reflect on how resistance can refine your commitment to God's calling. You know, the resistance that we get, the attacks, the trials and tribulations that we go to, God has given us a beautiful promise that he will use even that to turn in our favor. So do not underestimate what you are going through. I have seen in my life where I've had opposition, where I've had resistance, I have given that to the Lord. Yes, I said to him, my fight is not against flesh and blood.
Very true.
Exactly what the Bible teaches us. My fight is not against flesh and blood, right? Mm-hmm. So every resistance, every opposition, every assignment from the evil one, I have given unto him.
Yes.
And he has shown me over and over again in every season that he fights on my behalf.
Amen.
He shows up for me. And what he has also shown me is that he will take that very thing that was designed to destroy me, and he turned it for my good.
Amen.
I've experienced it in my own life. That's my own testimony.
Yes.
Grab hold of that. You will see things that were designed to destroy you. God will use it for your good.
Sure. That's so good. And you know, just to reflect on the element around community as someone that has seen it and experienced it at Salom,
yes,
and some of the work that you and Pastor Adrian have been very deliberate around, and we've almost in a sense been beneficiaries of that community, and we're very, very grateful for that. And it's really good to see it playing out and you then having that courage then to face that criticism and face that opposition around the things that you hold on to and believe in. Pastor Janine, I think that there's much that we've covered, but I think it's, seeing as you're here, it's probably then a good time, if there is a word of encouragement that you can give to anyone and everyone that is listening to this. God has called them.
Yes.
It's clear that God has called them towards a particular purpose. However, there are oppositions.
Yes.
Their back is against the wall. And they're probably in doubt whether, is there still a call? Or am I still in God's purpose?
Right.
What would you say, and what word of encouragement would you give to them?
Yeah. So there's really three words that I want to anchor this last message on. Don't give up.
Mm.
Just don't give up.
Yeah.
You were destined by our Heavenly Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. He created you with such intention.
Yeah.
He was so, so intentional when he designed us humans.
Yes, yes, yes.
After his likeness,
his
image. And you were born for purpose. There's no doubt about that in my mind. And I know that there are seasons that are difficult. I know that there are seasons of great opposition. But in that very season that you find yourself in, my message to you is, do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give in. The enemy will try its best, but God already knows your end from your beginning and your beginning from your end. And at the end of the story, you win. You win. God has a purpose. He's got a plan for you and an amazing destiny that you and only you can fulfill. So don't give up. Don't give up. God's got this. Whatever position you're facing, he is fighting on your behalf. He's already orchestrating it in the background. And he's got a way of escape. So he's got you covered. Don't give up and don't give in.
With those words, Pastor Janine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For being with us. And that was truly, truly encouraging. And I was really, really strengthened from that word of encouragement. And to everyone that was listening, man, this is such a good way then to wrap up our second week of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. Main thing, and if there's anything maybe that you can walk away with from this, is you are called for purpose. Don't give up in that journey. God is truly orchestrating everything for your good. He's conspiring everything to work towards your favor. And we just pray that you will just stay this journey with us. We've got a couple of more weeks to go. I'm quite excited about what's to come then with week three. Wherever you are, if this is a blessing to you, I pray that it is. Please don't forget to follow us and subscribe and follow the podcast on Apple. You can find us on Spotify as well. It's Jesus Revealed in Purpose. It's season 2 of the Jesus Revealed series. And across YouTube, follow us on Salem Brakpan. You'll find then the podcast for Jesus Revealed in Purpose. You can even follow us on broader social media content around either Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you are, you'll find us there. If this content is a blessing to you, like it, share it with someone close to you, and God bless you. See you in week 3.